father. Or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron assemble and bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, plating like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To host a playoff game in Pittsburgh for the Steelers. It's been a while, and joining us every Monday is our Odyssey sports director, Jeff Hathorn, who is on our live stream, kdkradio.com, presented by Metropolitan Window Company and our growing KDK Radio YouTube page. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Let me tell you, when I used to hear that as a kid, it wasn't until embarrassingly way late in life that I realized that wasn't written for the Steelers. Jimmy Pohl wrote that, but like there was another song that went that way. I thought that was only the Steelers song.
Pennsylvania Polka.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm sorry that burst your bubble as a child, but yeah, now that I tough. Know that would explain a lot about your behavior over the years. That said, it is rarefied air for the Steelers to host a playoff game. It's been a while, and certainly been a while since a win.
Yeah, it's been Cleveland in 2020, but that wasn't a full stadium. In fact, that was a mostly empty stadium. And then 2017 against Jacksonville, and both those games were pretty embarrassing losses where they gave up over, 45 points. And, the game against Cleveland, you probably remember the first snap of the game goes over Roethlisberger's head, and all of a sudden it's 7-0 Browns, and the Browns had 28 points in the first quarter. I mean, it was crazy. And, I would say this, though. They are at home, and I think for the first time since 2020, Steelers have the better quarterback.
And that is the difference, in my opinion, of the Steelers being in the playoffs or not. It always, in most cases, centers around the quarterback. But what can you say about what Aaron Rodgers ended up bringing to this team?
You know, when he first came, there was a lot of debate. And understandably, what kind of distraction? He's not a Western Pennsylvania type guy. All this bark-eating, cave-loving stuff, unless you're in the Laurels, is not cool. What about all the McAfee, and he's going to bring distractions to the room, and he's been anything but. He's loved football, loved his teammates, dove into the offense and this team, got to know people's names, and then performed when he needed to. He wasn't perfect. He's not the best quarterback in the league, but he shows he still has it, and he was their best option, not just on the field, but I think what he brought off of it. So, it's been amazing. Look the way he played in the second half against Baltimore. Elite quarterbacks do those things. He can't be elite all the time, but it's still in there, and that's why I think they're where they're at and why they have I think they have a pretty good chance to win tonight.
He has what a lot of quarterbacks don't have, a PhD in offense, meaning he still has the arm, but he has the knowledge and game experience that in those critical moments, he to your point, delivered, particularly late in that second half against the Ravens, where for the first time for many fans, once the Ravens scored that go-ahead touchdown, and then you thought, many times before, this is not going to happen. He raced back down the field and put the Steelers back on top, and it turned out to be for good. So he has been a great joy to have on this team. Mm-hmm. That said,
and he gets his and he gets his best receiver back, who's been out the last couple of weeks, as we all know. DK,
just going to ask you that: how big a factor will DK Metcalf be?
Well, know this. Houston, from a yardage standpoint, is the top defense in the NFL. So it's not going to be easy. It's not going to be a game where you expect a ton of yards or a ton of catches. But even if he doesn't have a lot of catches, the attention that Houston's going to have to pay to him is going to be significant. Not that even that they double or roll a safety over all the time, but they're going to do that at times. They're going to be aware of what he does. And that could allow what the Steelers started to do well and find Kenneth Gainwell and other opportunities. They started to find Freiermuth down the middle of the field. Now they've got Calvin Austin back. You saw the touchdown against Baltimore to end the game. It just makes the receiving corps so much better. I mean, without him, it's not a good receiving corps. I'm trying to think of a nice way to say it, but there isn't. With him, he provides that star power. And then he allows the other guys to be what they're best at, which is role players. And I think because of that, they can have some success. And Larry, know this. Aaron Rodgers can be most successful, not even by yardage, but by not making mistakes. Houston thrives on mistakes. A 14-10 game would be a good result. Like Aaron Rodgers throwing for 140 yards, but no interceptions. Could be exactly what the Steelers need. So him having a good game could have nothing to do with the stats that people most readily associate with quarterbacks.
We're with our Odyssey sports director, Jeff Hathorne. That said, what makes the Houston defense the number one defense in the league outside of the obvious stats? But what personnel, what do they do that makes them so good?
Everything. They're good at both. And here's the thing. They don't have to get tricky. Like you saw New England last night, and what an impressive performance. They're throwing all kinds of exotic looks and blitzes, and LA didn't know what was coming. Well, Houston could be that effective, and you know what's coming because they beat the men in front of them. They have two edge rushers with over 10-plus sacks this year, and Hunter and Anderson. And then they've got a back end where it seems like everybody in the secondary has four interceptions. Kamari Lassiter is probably the guy, and Azeez is the linebacker that you worry about, but they don't have, you know, some teams are really good at stopping the run, but not the pass or vice versa. Houston's good at both. It's not that they haven't given up points in a few games, but where they kill you is they turn you over and they put their offense in advantageous field position.
And the fan base here makes a difference in, there is definitely a home field advantage, and they were locked in, as you know, Jeff. You were there against the Ravens. I think the fans helped win that game.
Well, I know the fans were fired up because of the public address announcer. That sets the tone right there. That guy gets it going for the Steelers tonight. If he's not on his game, the Steelers aren't on their game, and a playoff comes down to the guy behind the mic.
Oh, my God. Thanks.
Alex Highsmith said that, you know, get off is so important. What he means by that is if a player has to go silent count and an offense player is watching for the snap and that defensive player can just get a half-second advantage, and as good as Houston is on the edge, Watt's healthy, Highsmith, Herbig, Hayward's playing at an all-pro level. Benton's played very well, especially lately. Derek Harmon has had a great rookie year. I mean, Jack Sawyer makes plays occasionally. Patrick Queen's had a good year. Joey Porter's playing his best football of his career right now. So the Steelers are also doing some things defensively. That's why if that crowd gets going and that defense can get humming, I like the Steelers' opportunity to win this game.
That's why we lift all those weights in the off season, Jeff. I know you enjoy this part. I mean, it's fun. I mean, it's your job. You go to all the practices and all the locker room interviews and all this stuff. But let's be honest, this is a night where you can also be a little bit of a fan too.
This is what you're right. This is why you get into this. I mean, it's for games like this, an opportunity. And listen, we all get into this business to tell stories, and there are so many stories in this game. And let's see how this plays out. The biggest one is, you know, has been engulfing Mike Tomlin. You know, can he get a playoff win? And then worry about that in the future. But man, if they could find a way to get a win, and you've got Aaron Rodgers, I think you always got a chance.
Here we go. Jeff Hathorn, we'll see you at the stadium.
Thanks, Larry.
Thank you, partner. Our Odyssey sports director, Jeff Hathorn. Nobody works harder. You're going to hear from Frank Caliendo, who's a national impressionist, comedian, and actor who got famous by doing John Madden. You know, remember John Madden? I used to love listening to John Madden.
Great enthusiasm when he would call the game, and never lost that enthusiasm that I could tell. He was always real upbeat.
So I asked Frank Caliendo, and we recorded this. I do a podcast with Jay Caulfield called Offset, Larry and the Big Man. I've been doing that for 6 months, but it's funny, when Frank came on Friday after the show, it got a lot of buzz because I asked him, how would John Madden respond to the holy water that was sprinkled onto the field before the Ravens came? And so he'll share that with you. And the whole story about John Madden wasn't real happy with Frank Caliendo for a long time.
Oh, really?
Because he—
that's too bad.
Because of his imitation, which I didn't think was in any way, shape, or form mean-spirited.
No, I thought it was very, very amusing. One of the things that stuck out about me with Madden, though, is he hated to fly. Everywhere he went was with the bus. He had a really nice bus to get from point A to point B with the traveling, but he hated to fly.
He had a fear of flying, and so he ended up making his RV kind of a national treasure. It would travel around game to game, and they would be invited to tailgates, and people would cook. Remember his whole thing about Thanksgiving?
Oh, yeah.
The turkey. And, well, here's Brian. I'll give you a little teaser. So this is him imitating first Pat Summerall, real quick, who he was the play-by-play guy with. And then I asked him about, and you'll appreciate this, Aaron, the holy water at Acrisure.
What's he doing there, John? You know, Pat, it looks like that's a priest, and I think he's sprinkling holy water. I mean, usually they put the holy water, you know, they use that in the church, and they have the little bell kind of thing, and they shoot it out in little bits. But this guy, I mean, he looks like he's pouring a whole gallon of it. That's a lot of holy water. I mean, and with that holy water, I mean, at the end of this game, boom. I mean, you realize the Ravens should have gotten some holy water, too.
It's just, and believe me,
oh man,
that was just right off the cuff. He was not informed in advance that I would be asking him that question.
I got to tell you, if they don't cover it, I'll be shocked. I think that ABC would be remiss if they didn't see if somebody does bless the field, right?
Oh my gosh, I'll be so shocked if they don't double down.
Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan Assemble and Bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe you check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Give 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Arrangements have been made for Father Max to come back.
Well, I reached out.
Or to somebody, at least.
To Father Mac, Father Joseph McCaffrey, who knows Father Maxwell. And Father Maxwell didn't want to put himself in some awkward position because all the media around the country,
yeah, everybody wanted a piece,
wanted to talk to him. He probably had to perform an exorcism on the sports community just to keep us from calling. Yeah. Right, Aaron?
Correct. I can't imagine the calls he got after that.
I would imagine, though, that really it might be better that he doesn't do any interviews.
Yeah.
Maybe that works better that way. Huh?
But what was interesting for me is I've done, let's see, almost 140 Steeler games, right? I'm there every game 5 hours before kickoff. I'm looking at the field. I see what's going on from the time I get there. Today, it'll be 3:00.
Right.
And last Sunday night, I saw the priest, and I know that when they shake the holy water, and I'm looking down there, and I'm going, that's a priest, and he's putting holy water on the field in the end zone.
Yeah. Wait, can I tell you guys something I saw yesterday what game was that? I don't even know what game it was. Maybe it was the Dolphins and the Bills, and they showed a fan using a cheese grater. What game was that?
That was Chicago.
Yes.
The Green Bay Chicago game.
Oh yeah, my gosh. Is that a thing?
Yeah, the cheese heads.
Grated cheese.
That was so funny. I literally broke out in hysterics seeing that.
The Dolphins aren't in the playoffs, so just
they're that's out.
Okay. They're out.
Yeah, but they let their coach go.
They
right?
fired their coach. Rumor is John Harbaugh might be headed to Miami. Which would probably be a good fit for him just to go there.
You know, it if you look at it on paper, though, the team that's in the best position to start winning and winning fast, that has a high draft pick, right, and also has a favorable cap space situation, is the Giants. It really is the better choice, I think, of the openings that are there right now. I would not be surprised if he goes to Miami, though.
Grated cheese. How about that game? And they had the players doing it after the game, by the way.
Oh, did? Okay.
To your point, Aaron, it wasn't just the fans.
And, man, what a comeback, too. 25 fourth-quarter points.
That was amazing.
I mean, Caleb Williams is going to be a star. This I think that was his big moment in the spotlight.
These NFL games have been wildly entertaining.
Very much so. Yep.
Here we go. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center, AAA Traffic, powered by Bowser Chevrolet. Here's Ellen Gamble.
All right. Thanks, guys. And as you look out on the area roads, the rush hour is receding. We'll take it on a Monday morning, right? Parkway West on the inbound ride is slow go for you, just right around that runaway truck sand pile before the inbound Fort Pitt tunnels. If you have to go catch a flight or pick somebody up from Pittsburgh International Airport, good news. The other side of the Parkway West, 376 is rolling along very nicely. Traffic is easing up behind both the Liberty tunnels and coming through the West End. If you're thinking of taking that as an alternative to 376, Parkway East inbound is slow for you right around Edgewood Swissvale before the Squirrel Hill tunnels. 28 still a little bit slow for you between the 40th and 31st Street bridges there. Parkway North I-279 is a great ride from the split with 79 all the way down across the Veterans Bridge. Our next AAA traffic on the fives at 9:35. I'm Ellen Gamble on 100.1 FM at AM 1020.
We'll be in studio here in the next few minutes. Meanwhile, we are getting ready for the game. And by the way, with Colin, make sure you check out the Drive at 5 every weekday afternoon with the top stories driving the day's news. Brought to you by Service Master of Greater Pittsburgh, Demand the Yellow Van. So, Aaron, this is, for you, exciting for a playoff game with the Pittsburgh Steelers you're going to have to watch.
Oh, I'm watching the entire game. I'll take a nap in preparation.
For tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd probably get to sleep about 2, maybe a little late. We'll ask Pratt to come in.
Oh, yeah. He's going to be in here bright and early. But, yeah, Pittsburgh, I'm so excited for tonight.
It is fun. And there's so many different angles in the atmosphere, the tailgating. It should be great for tailgating later today. We got a little sun breaking in between the clouds here now.
Right? It looks pretty, regardless if it's cold or not.
Yeah, the sky should clear, so no rain or snow. Mm-hmm. And the wind should die down a little bit. And if that's the case, they got the first ever drone show at halftime for the Steelers, celebrating the Terrible Towels' 50th anniversary.
That is so, I can't wait to see. I mean, hopefully they televise that. And I know we'll be able to catch recaps, I'm sure, on YouTube afterward. But how cool.
It's one of those new things that they've been doing now for the last few years. And some of them are, I mean, it's pretty remarkable.
I know. I've never seen a drone show. So I'm sure they're going all out.
I'm sure the network, you know, will put something together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, anyway. All right. So I was telling you, for the past 6 months, I do this podcast with Jay Caulfield. You know Jay's been on over the years, two-time mm-hmm. Stanley Cup champ, Offset with Larry and the Big Man. And, you know, Friday after the show, we had a chance to catch up with a great impressionist, actor, comedian, Frank Caliendo, who's, and you'll hear the holy water reaction coming up here in a few minutes, but his career kicked off because he was able to imitate John Madden. But at first, John Madden wasn't really happy with Frank.
I think when you're inside the game, if you're in the club, so to speak, if you're a former NFL player or something like that, you get a lot more leeway to make fun of these important people, especially back then. Nobody was really making fun of John Madden, especially nationally. And I wasn't really, I guess, making fun of, but having fun with, to me. And Kimmel brought me on. Jimmy Kimmel was the picks guy for the Fox NFL Sunday. You might have heard of Terry Bradshaw. I'll run Pittsburgh. Where is Pittsburgh? So, by the way, Terry, the only guy who can do highlights and not know anybody's name. There's the guy that, oh, I missed it. That guy. What's his name? So, Jimmy Kimmel brought me on, took a pair of hedge clippers to me dressed as John Madden. It was Madden for president. Took the hedge clippers and was cutting. He goes, let me cut those eyebrows for you. And I guess Madden didn't like that at all. And and it went, you know, kind of went crazy. But I guess the next week he had his eyebrows trimmed. So that was a big deal. I was making changes in the NFL studios even back then. So that was his introduction to me, which broke, I guess, kind of a harsh introduction to start. When Kimmel left and did a show, I took over for him at the NFL on Fox. And, you know, you talk like John Madden, you sound like John Madden, and people don't know if you're him or not him. And then they're trying to figure it out. And then, boom, I mean, you know, there you go. It was one of those things where I think he didn't like that. I mean, Madden, if he were still around today, would completely be, you know, disgusted by AI. I mean, the things AI is doing now. Could you imagine that? That looks like me and sounds like me, but that isn't me. And I can't figure out where that came from. They say it's AI. And I think AI, the only AI remembers Allen Iverson, remember him talking about practice. And, you know, this isn't practice. This is a game. And this is the real life of reality. I don't know. Thanks, John. Did you see the Nicolas Cage thing where he's playing Madden in that movie? There's a Madden movie coming out. Nicolas Cage plays John Madden. And they called me about it. I don't know if they wanted me to help Nicolas Cage or what. They wanted me to do a Zoom call with him. I was like, no, him and the director. They're like, why not? I go, because I want to hang out with Nicolas Cage. If I'm going to give him a Madden recipe for The Voice, I want to, you know, visit him in Vegas where he lives, see his exotic animals, have him talk to me. Here, Frank, here's my monitor lizard. What would John Madden say to my monitor lizard? We're going to steal the Declaration of Independence. Boom. So that's probably why they didn't want me to do it. And they could just turn off a Zoom at any time. So that never happened. But that'll give me a lot of an open window, if not a door, to do a bunch more John Madden stuff and be current when that Madden movie comes out in next November, I guess.
One of my favorites, Frank, has always been in the fact that you do John Gruden and addressed his football team. And I think you're undefeated, right, when you did that.
I have two game balls from preseason games. I mean, you think about how many guys have played in the NFL for years and years and years and never gotten a game ball. And a little twerp like me comes in, talks like the coach, and gets a game ball. That's pretty crazy. It was the Arizona Cardinals both times. One time was on Hard Knocks, and it came off really great. And it was fun because Gruden gets it. Gruden embraced it from the beginning. I think he understood, hey, if this guy does the kind of stuff that I do and talks like I do, I'll tell you what, man, people are going to like it.
Some amazing things that have happened in Pittsburgh. I know what's going viral right now is the fact that there was a priest putting holy water in the end zone and along when they had their playoff game against the Ravens. I swear to you, I thought, knowing we were going to talk to you, I said, I wonder what John Madden would think about a priest putting holy water on the field before the game.
What's he doing there, John? You know, Pat, it looks like that's a priest, and I think he's sprinkling holy water. I mean, usually they put the holy water, they use that in the church, and they have the little bell kind of thing, and they shoot it out in little bits. But this guy, I mean, he looks like he's pouring a whole gallon of it. That's a lot of holy water. I mean, and with that holy water, I mean, at the end of this game, boom. I mean, you realize the Ravens should have gotten some holy water too.
The great Frank Caliendo. Aaron, is he amazing?
He's insane. Wow.
Well, you met him when he came into the studio.
I did, yeah.
He's not scheduled to be back into the Berg for a while yet. Maybe he said this summer. So he'll let us know. He'll come back into town. So great guy. Check out Frank Caliendo.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.